Hi, I'm Pastor Ron Fox, one of your Denver neighbors. I saw a TV show that stunned me, and now we're watching it at our church. After abolition, the horrors of slavery changed. Some wondered what to do with free black men and women. This is shocking, but you'll probably realize that it's true. Programs were devised to reduce the number of blacks, and these programs still operate today, so that Hispanics now have surpassed blacks as America's largest minority. Please come watch this powerful program, Ma'afa 21, Saturday, February 19th at 2 p.m. at Berean Bible Church. That's Saturday, February 19th at 2 p.m. at Berean Bible Church, located at 1400 Birch Street. For more information, call Colorado Right to Life. Ma'afa will shock you. So please join me, Pastor Ron Fox, on the 19th as we experience this together, watching Ma'afa 21 at Berean Bible Church at 1400 Birch Street.
Warning, this truth of a head. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob and Yardline.
Wow, did you hear that? My office is going to be shown at a church in Denver. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and this is exciting to me. I know that this month, February 2011, is our telethon to raise $20,000 and to get 100 people to pledge to give $20 a month to help us stay on the radio for another year. So that is so very important. But to have this happen in the same month, a church showing of Ma'afa, this is a thrill. And to celebrate this and to make sure that you are fully aware of the importance of what's happening, we have in studio, what an honor, the pastor of Berean Bible Church, Pastor Ron Fox. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Thank you, Bob. It's good to be here.
It's so great, Pastor Ron, to have you on the air. I've been a fan of yours for a long time. I've known about you and your church, a true Bible church in Denver, Colorado. And you guys, what's the cross street there? Must be about Colfax?
Colfax and Colorado Boulevard. We're about four blocks east on Birch Street, right on the corner.
And your church has been worshiping the Lord for a long time.
Yeah, we've been in existence about 29 years.
29 years. Mm-hmm. And so it is very exciting when we have a city church, a downtown church, that's going to do something to recognize the right to life of the unborn child. And so this is a big event. How is it that this is happening at your church? How are you involved in this battle for the personhood of the unborn child?
Well, it started with the movie Ma'afa 21. We had this call and invited us to watch the movie, and I did watch the movie, and I wasn't the same afterwards. Mm. Basically, the movie gives you kind of a quick sketch of what happened after slavery, and it kind of brings out the history of Planned Parenthood, and their goals at the beginning were to really eliminate the slaves, eliminate black people in our country. Mm. And so that's how all this birth control and abortion all came together and continued on over the years. And when I saw it, it just really impacted me.
Margaret Sanger wrote a couple books, and I checked them out of the Denver Library. And one of the things she wrote, I remember Women in the New Race and A Pivot of Civilization. Those were her two books. And people could find this right on Google. You could see the scan of the books. You could read it for yourself. But she wrote about handicapped people, and she listed the blind, the deaf, the dumb, the mute, and the lame. And she wrote, "These are the dead weight of human waste," and she urged people not to be concerned about their well-being, their welfare. She also wrote, speaking of a large family, and this was not about abortion, she said the most merciful thing a large family can do to a new infant is to kill it. This was a brutally wicked woman, and she was the founder and longtime president of Planned Parenthood, and they still honor her with the annual Margaret Sanger Award given out by Planned Parenthood.
Oh, my goodness. You forgot feeble-minded. She really had a thing for anybody who she considered feeble-minded. They shouldn't be allowed to live either.
That's right. Feeble-minded. More children from the fit, less from the unfit. She was a Darwinist, and like Charles Darwin, who was a racist, that eugenics that was adopted as public policy by Germany following Charles Darwin, that was their goal. And fast forward today, we have almost a century later, most abortion clinics are located in minority neighborhoods all over this country.
For sure. Yeah. It continues on and pretty consistent.
Yeah. In fact, Planned Parenthood, they did just move in Denver from one minority neighborhood to another. They were just off of Colfax and Vine Street, just mm-hmm. north of Colfax. And now they're in the old Stapleton neighborhood.
Yes, about 38th near Quebec.
That's right.
Right behind the big hotel there.
That's right. So, Pastor Ron, you said you got involved. You saw this documentary, MAFA 21. Colorado Right to Life, in the past year, they raised the money and they aired this documentary on a local TV station. And I know that they did radio ads and robocalls. So somehow you found out that this was going to air. Did you, it was aired late at night. Did you watch it live or did you record it?
No. When I received the call, I really wanted to watch it, but they said it would be on at midnight and I didn't want to stay up late. Mm. But I have a guy in our church who's an insomniac and I knew he'd be up anyway. So right. I called him and asked him to record it for me and he did.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. And so that brought you into the fight to stop the killing of unborn children? I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Oh, yeah. Basically, when I saw that, I didn't know what to do. I was in shock. And I just literally whispered a prayer, Lord, what do I do with this? My philosophy of life is when you have information, you're responsible. Mm-hmm. And so I had the information, yet I didn't know what to do. And I just said, literally, Lord, what do I do with this now? And boy, since then, I've been in one thing after another, mm-hmm. and the latest is sitting here talking to you.
Wow. My wife and I heard you on another radio station, a Christian station, KPOF, not too long ago. That was a full hour you did with the morning host, and what an encouraging time. They've got to have thousands of people who heard your testimony and your encouragement that we Christians, we can't be apathetic. We have to get in the fight.
Exactly. And when you talk about that term Christian, no doubt we're Christians. That's not the issue there. But as I said on that radio show, our church is very Bible-based. I mean, boy, you talk about handling the word accurately and getting down there and crossing T's and dotting I's. And we've been in existence 29 years, but we never really got involved in anything like this, never really had very many sermons. Now, there have been people solo doing things, you know, in the church, but mm-hmm. overall, from the pulpit, from the leadership, we've always just had a philosophy. You just preach the word. And
you teach Sunday school.
Get in there.
Share the gospel.
Yep.
And then whatever injustice in society, hopefully it'll work itself out.
It sounds kind of odd now to me, but I guess that was basically it. And
well,
so
it's really great that it sounds odd now, because as we learn new things that are important, we think, how was it I didn't realize this earlier?
Exactly.
In America, when we had slavery and the torment that innocent people went through, men, women, and children whose lives were lost, who were literally tortured to death, some who were worked to death, who were treated like beasts of burden, where it was against the law in a number of our early states to teach a black person how to read. It was against the law. And our Supreme Court ruling in the Dred Scott decision that if a black person who is a slave and he's brought to a free state, his owner could say, no, you're still my property, and keep him as a slave.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the cruelty was just unthinkable. And yet it seems that the vast majority of churches in America, North and South, were complacent. Mm-hmm. They couldn't care less. They were apathetic. They were tolerant. And even many of them supportive. They would make a defense. They would be apologists for the slave state.
Exactly. I don't know if you've heard this story. I don't know if I know it in detail, that back when the Jews were getting on trains to go to the concentration camps, there were churches that were there by the train tracks. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't about coming out to try to take care of anything. They basically said, let's just sing a little louder as the trains go by. And I think sometimes we can be in that situation. I think the key word is balance, that the church needs to be balanced, and we need to have our doctrine, of course. We never want to get away from that. That is so vitally important, because doctrine has to do with truth, but then carrying out and living out that doctrine in our culture as well.
Yeah, and remember Pastor Martin Niemöller, who wrote, they came for the Jews and I wasn't a Jew. Mm-hmm. They came for those people. I wasn't those one of those. And then when they came for me, there was no one left to be concerned. And God does not teach us as Christians to be apathetic. Mm-hmm. Quite the opposite. When God says, Jesus was asked, what are the two main commandments, the two greatest commandments? And you're a pastor. Mm-hmm. I could turn it over to you at this point and leave the studio.
Yes.
But it wasn't study the Bible an hour a day. That wasn't, I mean, that's good to do, but it wasn't one of the top two greatest commandments. It was love God and love your neighbor. Mm-hmm. And Jesus said, he showed us what it means to love your neighbor. And if there's a crime being committed against someone, and you think, oh, I'm a priest, I'm a Levite, I have to go do ministry, and you don't get involved, Jesus said, you're not loving your neighbor. So this is central to the Christian life. This isn't a tangent.
Mm-hmm. Very good point. I think, Bob, I just have to sit here. I have to be honest. I've been that way my whole time in this thing. I mean, I'm not talking about some extreme, but when you're talking about the rights of the unborn, protecting the unborn, fighting for the unborn, some of these issues, I've just never been involved in. Mm-hmm. I'm just being honest. And as I get into this, I try to keep some balance on coming down on the rest of the folks, because there's a lot of folks, including pastors, who are indifferent and uninvolved and missing in action. But I have to say that I was one of those, and I've been one of those a long time. Mm-hmm. So my journey is just beginning. It's not even a year old. Well, it might be a year old, but I'm just now getting started. So we're going to, you know, try to go a step at a time. And at the same time, where you have opportunity, let somebody else know as well.
Well, could I tell you something that you're doing that I've observed other pastors not doing? And I mean pastors who've woken up and gotten involved in the battle to protect unborn children. Many of those pastors will say, after months or years of trying to reach some churches, whether through Bob and Yart Live, being on the radio, whether I might send an email, a letter, pick up a phone call, Colorado Right to Life will reach out. We have all kinds of ways of trying to get the attention of pastors. It's very difficult. For one, everybody wants to get their attention. Our phone at Denver Bible Church rings off the hook. Mm-hmm. Fundraising people, could I speak to your youth group director? People who say they're homeless, they need money for a hotel. It never stops.
No, it doesn't.
So you understand the difficulty of breaking through the noise. But when we do reach a pastor and he realizes that God wants him to try to be a voice for the innocent, what they usually will do is they'll go to a pro-life event and they'll make an appearance or say a prayer, and that's it. They will never do anything at their own church or virtually say anything, maybe a few lines in a sermon once every few years. You are having this event at your church, which to me is one of the most encouraging things I've seen happen in a long time in the Denver Christian community.
Oh, well, hey, now I hope I don't sound cliche, but to God be the glory, because I know what he's dealing with here. But I'm talking about me. I'm talking about myself. But I'm just taking it a step at a time, and I'm trying to trust the Lord in this. And each day it seems like I get a new assignment, and I just go with the assignments. Mm. And that was discussed and thought it was a good idea. And we're going to do it. We're going to try it. And we're going to see what happens. I think one of the things that is in the back of my mind is that they had a rally at one of the bigger churches in our neighborhood last time. And I think you've heard that before from me, that I thought I was going to sneak in. I thought there were going to be so many people there.
Yeah.
Because it was about...
This was at a mega black church.
Right. And so to go in there, and there was only one family, my own, I never forgot that.
Mm.
And so if we can get
the
just...
other, in other words, everyone else there, it was all white families.
Yeah, or people that work for Colorado Right to Life or something like that.
Yeah, and so you couldn't just sneak in and sneak out.
No, and because the ads were saying why we needed to do something now was basically geared toward getting black people to come to the rally.
Right.
That's what it was about.
Right.
So I was like, oh, let me check it out. I'm sure it'll be so full. But my point is, I'm getting wordy here. My point is that...
That's good. We're on radio.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have this at our church, and hey, if we just have one more family besides mine,
yeah,
hey, that'll be hey, 200%.
Yeah, that,
you know, something that, like that.
That's right.
100% increase or something.
And I believe that here in America, the black community is the sleeping giant.
Mm-hmm.
There are 38 million blacks in America, and when we break through to their collective conscience and they realize that there is a genocide going on in the black family here. And in some places, far more black children in some cities are killed by Planned Parenthood than are born alive. And in fact, if you look at the money Planned Parenthood charges to kill an unborn child, they have collected $4 billion, billion with a B, from the black community, charging to kill these tiny little boys and girls. $4 billion. And Planned Parenthood is wealthy. They get hundreds of millions of dollars a year just from the federal government. In fact, the Bush administration, George W. Bush, gave Planned Parenthood hundreds of millions of dollars more than Bill Clinton gave to them in 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a tragedy across the political aisle.
It's consistent.
It is. And so when the black family and the black church wakes up to the tragedy, that will be a time when abortion will come to an end.
Mm-hmm. And we want to do more than wake up or know about it. We want to do something.
Mm.
Want to do some, take some action, because we can know things and not do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to take some action.
So the date and the location of the showing of Ma'afa 21, when is this?
It will be Saturday, February 19th. It's at 2 p.m. in the afternoon, and it's at 1400 Birch Street, right there in Denver. Birch Street is four blocks east of Colorado Boulevard.
Okay. And I heard, I don't know if I could say this on the air, I heard that you're going to do a preview of the showing earlier so that members of your church can become aware of what's going to happen publicly.
Yes, I always try to, you know, make sure I'm trying to take care of home first, my my church first, you know, church people.
That's a lesson I got to learn.
Yeah.
Do you offer a class in that?
No.
Pastor Ron, I got to learn that lesson as the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
Yeah.
I fail in that too often. But so what are you doing?
What I want to do is I try to, you know, let them know what's going on so they don't get surprised or anything. So I kind of been thinking about it, and I thought maybe I should show a movie at our church for our church if they wanted to see it. So we're going to do that the Saturday before, which will be, what, February the 12th.
Okay.
And we're going to show it at our church at 5 p.m. in the afternoon, in the evening.
Oh, okay.
5 p.m. And everybody's welcome to come, but that's set up primarily for our church.
Okay.
So they can have it. And if they want to come on the 19th or whatever, they can do that too.
And this ad that we heard at the beginning of this show, it's also running, the ad that you voiced, on KLDC, Denver Christian radio station, and we're praying, of course, that that will make an impact and that people will come out. Because when they see the truth, that's what it takes often to get people to act. And our culture is so busy, and we're inundated with entertainment and responsibilities and jobs and bills and life, and it's very easy to become complacent with the wickedness in our society, even though it's destroying our own loved ones, our kids and our grandkids, our granddaughters, and the sexual immorality that then comes with abortion. Mm-hmm. It's truly destroying millions of people in our country.
For sure. For sure.
Could I take a moment and speak to the audience about Bob and Yart Live? This month, February 2011, this is our telethon month to keep Bob and Yart Live on the air for another year. This is our home out of Denver, Colorado. We've had people from all over the country listen to this show on and off for years, for decades even. We've been on the air for 20 years, and even around the world. Our Bible studies, our videos have gone out tens of thousands to where we have had over 60,000 resources, books, the plot, Bible study albums, Bible tours of Greece and Turkey and Israel, so many neat debates with atheists or unbelievers of all stripes and sorts, and abortionists, a homosexual activist. And all that has happened from our base here in Colorado, and we need your help to stay on the air. We broadcast on America's number one most powerful Christian radio station. It's AM 670 KLTT. And in AM radio, if you've got 50,000 watts, you're a blowtorch. That's as powerful as you can be. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you some information most people don't know in the listening audience. The lower on the AM dial, the further the signal goes with the same amount of power. So KOA, 850 AM, they have 50,000 watts. They're at 850. Well, KLTT is at 670. That's way lower on the AM dial. When we're up in the mountains, we could hear KLTT crystal clear, and KOA is sketchy. It's fuzzy. It's got static. Mm. This station gets into Kansas and Nebraska, and even we occasionally get calls or emails from people listening in Oklahoma. So to be on America's number one most powerful radio station and to be able to every day point people to the Lord, the creator of life, to Jesus Christ, our Savior. He made us and he came to earth to die and be raised from the dead to save us, to remind people that God's word reveals the truth, that God has presented to us morality that we need to honor. We need to protect the innocent, not be apathetic as children are being dismembered and killed in their mother's wombs. And so this is the ministry of Bob and Yart Live, and we need your help to continue. So if you can, please help us toward our goal of $20,000 and 100 people who are pledging $20 a month. Those are huge goals. Some people, you might be out there, you might be able to make that pledge or give $50 or $500. In fact, there's a Denver businessman, a realtor, who has called up and he is given, he said, a matching offer of $500. If someone gives $500, he will match it. That is extraordinary. That would be $1,000 toward our goal of $20,000. So whether you can give a small amount, which the Lord said the widow's mite, like a penny, was what she could give, and he honored her for it, we will be so very grateful to you, and your gift will be placed before the Lord, and we ask God to help us to use these funds in an honorable way that honors him, because he sees everything that is done and everything that we do. So please help if you can, either online at KGov, KGOV.com. You could pledge, you could subscribe to a monthly Bible study or video or sermon, or you could give a one-time gift or make a monthly pledge online, or call us at 800-8-NYART. That's 800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. Pastor Ron Fox, that's the part of broadcasting that's difficult for me. I'm not comfortable asking people for money. In fact, at our church, Denver Bible Church, for years, we haven't taken a collection. Mm. It's perfectly honorable to take a collection. Paul says it in the New Testament. Mm-hmm. But we have a box in the back of the church, and we almost never even mention it, because I just personally, it's very awkward for me. Mm-hmm. And so I'm weak in that area, and it shows. our ministry often suffers from being underfunded.
Okay. I just like to say to the people who are listening, maybe who've read your work, The Plot.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, our church has bought many of those. I think we probably have bought more from you than anybody, I'm thinking.
I think you may have, Pastor Ron Fox.
We've sent them a lot of places.
And that's over the years. That's mm-hmm. my life's work, mm-hmm. The Plot, an overview of the Bible. And we have it in book form, and we have it in audio also, CDs, downloadable or on MP3 CDs. And you guys have purchased so many because not only have you used it, but you guys have sent it out.
Yeah, we mailed it all over the country, as far away as Hawaii.
Wow.
So since you said you go all over the country, I want to address those people who might be listening all over the country who received that, that maybe they want to look at checking in their wallet there to send a donation to help during this time for appreciation for The Plot.
Well, thank you very, very much. What an honor that is. And so we only have another couple minutes left. We're almost out of time. Could we reiterate the invitation for people to come to Berean Bible Church?
Sure. We want to invite you to come to see Ma'afa 21, and we're going to basically have two showings. The first one will be Saturday, February the 12th. That'll be at 5 p.m., and the second one will be Saturday, February 19th, and that one's at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. We're located at 1400 Birch Street. That's four blocks east of Colorado Boulevard near Colfax. We're a church right in the neighborhood, right on the corner, and everybody is welcome and everyone is invited, and we hope you'll come out. And I just want to challenge you. Do you really think you have it all connected? Have you connected all the dots concerning slavery, eugenics, and Planned Parenthood? Come out and see for sure.
Wow. And Pastor Ron, you have such a beautiful family, and your church, located where it is, Denver Bible Church, is in the northwest suburbs of Denver. You guys are centrally located. If there's somebody who's enjoyed Bob and Yurt Live over the years and they live maybe East Denver or Southeast and they're looking for a good Bible church, they don't have to come only on the 12th or the 19th. They could come to church.
Yeah.
Come to a Bible study.
Everybody's welcome at our church. You want to come, the doors are open. Everybody's welcome.
And so what do you do for Sunday school or service? When do they happen?
Our Sunday school happens at 9 o'clock, and our worship service starts at 10:30. We're usually done about 12, in mm-hmm. case the pastor preaches too long. Sometimes I do that. And we have Wednesday night Bible study. We start with prayer meeting at 7, and Bible study starts at about 8 o'clock.
All right. And I don't know if I ever preach too long at Denver Bible Church. You know how people sometimes, they sit in the back?
Mm-hmm.
And so we asked if the church could have chairs that pop up one row at a time, so they fill in from the front.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, sure, we can do that, but as long as we could put a trap door behind the pulpit so at noon the door opens, so we could have a fully automatic church. So it's a joy to get to know you, Pastor Ron Fox, and your heart for the Lord. And what I love is your passion for studying God's Word, verse by verse, through the Scriptures, to know Him, the power of His resurrection, and that this is all real. Jesus Christ came to earth in human history.
Amen.
Born of a virgin, lived a sinless life, and He died not for His sin, but for ours, so that we could know Him, have eternal life, and also to love our neighbor. So thank you, Pastor Ron.
You're welcome.
Wow, that was a lot of fun. And if you can, come on out. I'm planning to go to one of these, the 12th or the 19th. We'll figure it out. I'll ask my wife, Cheryl, when she thinks we could best make it. And our website is kgov.com. Please, if at all possible, help us out. May God bless you.